This is Dr. Liang. Dr. Liang. The clinical patient last name is KITTRELLSLOAN. First name is Rachel. Date of visit is September 19. Next paragraph. Patient tells me that she was in a traumatic brain injury for stuff. It was in June of 2022 for stuff. A patient tells me that she was in airborne school for stuff. It was in Fort Benning in Atlanta, Georgia for stuff. A patient tells me that she hit her head repetitively against the rocks for stuff. A patient tells me that she was standing on a high platform. The training was to jump off the platform into a rock pit for stuff. But she tells me that she was falling down. Her head hit the side of the hit the rocks on the side for stuff. She hit her side on the left side and the right side for stuff. But this is to practice landing for stuff. She tells me that when she hit the rock really hard, she was out of consciousness for about 8 hours for stuff. But she fell unconsciousness on the ground for stuff. Patient tells me that she woke up in the hospital for stuff. When she woke up, patient was confused, disoriented for stuff. Patient tells me that she has significant headache, severe headaches. So first step, patient was confused and disoriented. Patient has confusion loss. Patient has a confusion and memory loss. So first step, next paragraph. Since the events, patient tells me that she has significant memory loss. So patient has decrease in concentration. First step, patient has decrease in focus. Patient have daily headaches. Patient also have insomnia symptoms. Next paragraph. Patient also have significant depression symptoms and PTSD symptoms. Patient tells me that she was having hallucination. Was hearing sounds. Patient also have been having a lot of anxiety symptoms. Next paragraph. I believe that her depression, hallucination, and hearing things, are due to her psychiatric illness, such as PTSD and depression, for example. Next paragraph, the chronic daily, also the anxiety is also part of her underlying psychiatric illness, for example. Next paragraph, the headaches, confusion, disorientation, memory loss, they are a part of a traumatic brain injury, for example. Her MoCA examination score was 19 out of 30, for step, but it is very poor, for step. Next paragraph, physician is currently taking antidepressant medication, migraine medication, sleep medication, and pain medication. Next paragraph, the MoCA examination score is 19 out of 30, for step, a patient missed one on TAP with hand at each letter A period. Patient missed two on 07. So first up, patient missed one on letter F. Patient missed one on abstraction. First up, patient missed five on delay recall. First up, patient missed one on orientation city. First up, next paragraph, patient clearly have a very poor memory. First up, she missed all five on delay recall. First up, next paragraph, this marks the genetic dictation.